Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun, FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu. Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what is most obviously very crucially important. Today on This Is Important...
In the, like, hour and a half I was there, I took 4 shots of Jaeger and had 3 beers, so...
I gotta perform surgery tonight, baby.
Woo!
Fuck you, I'm peeling one off for my homie Blake.
Let's go!
All right.
Pew!
Pew!
I'm ready,
champ!
Pew. What up?
We're back.
Toasty.
Nothing gets me juice like doing ads before the pod.
Oh yeah, we were ripping off a few ads. Yeah, and dude. Man, you people, you're gonna love it, TII Nation.
It was fun watching you guys just kind of in your element, doing ads, just pitching stuff and pitching products that we know and love. Like,
tell them.
Zoa energy, baby.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, baby.
I'm still gonna send it.
Oh man.
Actually, I am a little zipped up from this. Yeah. I like it. You know,
call Adam the Zoa Constrictor. Yeah. This guy, he'll squeeze one right down throat.
Yes, points.
And look at this. Look at this.
You don't have DTs.
What is
dude,
that?
Dude, I'm not trembling. Usually you get the energy drink shakes, you know, when you're too jacked up.
Right. Well, that's because you're mixing it with alcohol and other things, right. But what's going on?
No, look at that.
Adam, you look like a cool like magician doing that. And for viewers just listening, he's holding his hand out like a fucking sorcerer, like a warlock or something.
Yeah, man.
Have you guys ever, you know how like...
You ever saw a woman in half?
No, I look like a surgeon. Remember how, I don't know, maybe back in the day they used robots to cut people open, or maybe they are still like slicing people open with scalpels.
Expand on that a little bit. What do you think robots are doing?
Back in the day they used robots?
No, I'm saying maybe now they use robots, but back in the day that you just had to have a steady hand. And if you were a really smart doctor, but then in the moment you couldn't do it, you'd get a little nervous and you'd start to do a little jiggle about.
Right. Not with the Zoa. Yeah.
With this, if they had Zoa.
So you're saying that in the 1940s.
Dang, you beat me to it, Durst. No, dang.
Is that where you were going? Or
I was where I was going. I was trying to loop back to Zoa. But.
You're saying when, like, back in, like, the Wild West, when they were pulling, like, bullets out of people's legs and shit, you wish they had a Zoa?
They took Zoa.
Not even, it could even be the 50s, dude. It could just be, like, you know.
Oh, sure.
Well, I wish we had Zoa in the 50s.
That's the movie.
Zoa in the 50s be like this.
We invented time machine. Just to get Zoa to all of our our like ex-presidents, and just we save the world one Zoa at a time.
And that ad campaign is free of charge.
And Zoa is Coca-Cola. It's sort of our beverage, our nation's beverage.
Coca-Zoa. Yeah.
But do you guys think you could do that?
Can you imagine if Coca-Zoa was...
Oh my God.
if we all just ran around for all these decades saying, dude, can I get a Diet Coca-Zoa? Because it's as arbitrarily weird as Coca-Cola, right?
Yeah. 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 It would have flown.
Yeah. World would be a better place. There would be peace on earth if it was Coca-Zoa.
Do you guys think, going back to this surgeon with the steady hand,
sure. Mm-hmm.
Do we think that we all could be a surgeon? Like, obviously, we're too dumb. I get that. Yes. I do understand.
Yeah.
I do understand that we don't have the brain power to be a surgeon.
Right. Sure.
You are so dumb.
Where's the skin at?
Look at the titties on this one.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Do you think you could have a steady hand and slice someone up?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, so you're saying no smarts is required. You're just saying, am I physically capable of being the person with the scalpel?
Is this like Ratatouille situation? Like the mouse or whatever it was can tell you what you're doing with your steady hand?
See, I wish that it was a Ratatouille situation, but it's okay. Literally, you just, let's say we're on the run. We just robbed a bank. Blake took a bullet.
Sure. Okay.
Durs, do you think, so I reached in with I sterilized my hand.
Okay.
And I reached in, I pulled the bullet out, and then it's, you have to, this kind of fucks up because now you just have to stitch.
Suture? No. Like I'm a suture guy now?
Well, now you just have to stitch. I feel like all of us could stitch each other up, but I mean.
That could be a sloppy dog.
Okay.
Blake's over there dying, being like, what if I got shot in the dick and he had to suck the bullet out?
Yeah, man. That would be kind of weird. Wait, what?
He's got that one in the chamber.
All right, so maybe we're on it. That story sucked. What if we're like on an island and Blake's pancreas is exploding and we have to get his pancreas out and we're alone? He's going to die if we don't cut him open and rip out his.
But is there like an instruction manual or are we winging it?
Yeah, I feel like maybe the only.
There's got to be an instruction manual. That's what I meant by the Ratatouille. We're like, it's instructing, but we're doing the actual.
No, I got it. I got it.
Physical work.
Yeah.
It's all three of us on an island. There's a fourth person. The fourth person is a surgeon. And they can tell you everywhere to cut. He just, his arms were blown off.
His arms were broken.
Yeah, he just lost his arms.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
trying to pick up Blake's humongous dick.
Yeah, bro. He tried to freaking wheelbarrow my cock.
Oh, sorry. I didn't give you a heads up about
my stupid. You broke my hands.
I know that's what you were thinking.
Dude. Stupid.
Sorry. I keep beating everyone to their own punchlines.
You know my brand of comedy, sir, and that's why I like you. Okay?
Yeah.
So he's kind of on the side telling you, okay, so just reach over a little to the right, right under the, where was I hurt?
Your pancreas.
Where is the pancreas on the body?
I like these movies, by the way, where this is the scenario.
Mm-hmm.
Or even like Last Crusade, where like the old dude's out there and he knows he's taught him everything he needs to know to get through to the chalice, to the cup.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But he's like, Jehovah starts with an I. Or whatever the fuck.
What movie is this?
Last Crusade?
Oh, you got to say Indiana Jones. I thought you were talking about some Christian movie, dude.
Yeah, you know how Jersey is always watching. Is.
Well, I mean, like that one that the dude from
Kirk Cameron,
Passion of the Christ made.
Oh yeah, Caviezel.
Yeah, I thought it was a Caviezel joint.
He sort of cornered the market on Christian movies. You know,
he's pretty good at it. Yeah.
He just did the one where they're like, you know, don't sell children into slavery movie.
Yeah,
Which, hey, we're all on board for. I don't know why that had to be like a Christian.
I want to see it.
A Christian movie. Like people are like, oh, it's a Christian movie. I'm like, well, I think everyone universally, Christian or not, is like, hey, man, no, that's not kidnap kids.
I think, and I do not know because I haven't seen this. I think they added like a thing to it that was like Hollywood wouldn't make this movie, so we had to.
Right.
And I don't know that, but I heard there is like a disclaimer at the beginning or the end.
That's
I want to see it. I heard it's
that's
good.
Cool. We should do that on the Workaholics movie too.
Everyone I know who's seen it is like, it'll fuck you up. And I'm like, dude, I love that.
What is the name? Well, for sure, because they're going to tug on your heartstrings because it's just like kidnapping a bunch of kids. And you're like, well, don't. It's just you yelling at your TV. Stop doing that. No.
Yeah. Adam, are you okay down there?
Don't. Right. Keep the kid. Let the kids play. Don't put him in the van. Stop.
Adam, you're screaming and not opening your mouth all the way. Are you okay?
Don't do that. No.
Stop. Yeah, let's do should we do a watch party on Amazon?
What is the name of that movie?
Um,
Angels in the Outfield or something.
No,
it's not that.
But that's it. Not that.
I think it's called like Basement Babies.
It's called Sound of Freedom.
Sound of Freedom. But just a heads
is
up.
Is it not Basement Babies?
Okay. Well, Anna's giving us a...
Okay. The guy who inspired Sound of Freedom, the movie, was sued by 5 women alleging sexual assault. Well, okay. Were they of age? See, that's the question. Were they of age? Because that's not what this movie's about. It's right. about the protecting of, little kids.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a creep besides that, but that's not what the movie's about.
Yeah, I don't think halfway through the movie it U-turns and goes down this road.
What's cool is I've never, while we're doing this, recognized exactly what part is going to be edited out.
We got to keep that part.
Man, that's I love movies, though. Clean break. What else is out there?
Angels and the Outfield. I love Angels in the
Maybe
Outfield.
That's how we get the Workaholics movie made, is we just call it a Christian movie and keep saying, Hollywood wouldn't make it. Hollywood would not make it. And maybe it's Christian.
I do feel like it was kind of Christian, too.
Yeah, it was. But I'd love to release the draft, because I would love for people to read what you put.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, release the draft is a cool way to say you just farted, too.
Release the draft.
Yeah, I'm releasing the draft.
I just released the draft. I would say that we're probably, we could say any movie we do is a Christian movie, even though none of us are very religious. I feel like we're closest to Christianity. Like we have been to Christian churches the most out of the other churches.
Yeah, unless we're talking Church's Chicken, I've been there a few times.
So, any movie I've ever done, it's a Christian flick. So come out.
Mm-hmm. Adam, your star meter just went doink.
Just come on out.
I do like seeing these people who are leaning into it just to see what happens, and then it kind of takes off for them.
Yeah.
And then they just go full bore.
Yeah.
Go full steam.
That's how it happens.
What if I got rebaptized or something?
I will go to that if I'm invited. That sounds fun.
Are you gonna get rebaptized in? That'd be sick.
I think I should.
Yeah,
you should, for sure.
Start again?
Uh-huh. Just blow bubbles and you guys have seen the video where the dude's dunking the baby and it just fucking slips out of his hands and goes whap, like face first into the bowl.
I don't know if I have.
No.
So it's like a priest or whatever, and he's baptizing the child.
He's dunking the baby into like the little pool, I don't know what you call it. It's like a bird bath, essentially, of holy water.
The holy water.
Yeah.
Container. But the baby slips out and just the face goes, you hear it go like, dunk, and it's like.
And he's like, it's okay. God wanted me to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
He immediately is like, God chose that moment for that to happen. So.
This is his path. This is the child's path.
There are no accidents.
I'm living in a nightmare.
Jim Caviezel comes in and snatches the baby away.
There are no accidents. I just shit my pants. There are no accidents.
There's no accidents.
I do like that actor, though. He was good in that Denzel Washington movie where everything took place 4 days ago. What the fuck was that called? Deja Vu?
Oh.
I don't really know Jim Caviezel. I mean, he looks like he should be in movies. He has a cool look. Yeah,
he's hot as hell.
Yeah, he's definitely got a good look.
He's hot, dude. And when he was Jesus in the Jesus movie, Passion of the Christ, you're like, good casting, dude. Because he's sexy.
He had my Christian mingling.
Okay, get him.
People wanted a sexy Jesus, and they got one.
Yeah, they did.
They sure did.
They got one with that guy.
What was the casting process? Who else was up for it? God, I wonder who else was up for it and is stoked they didn't get it.
I hope Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who now owns Zoa Energy Drink, I hope he was up for it. I hope that was a conversation where The Rock, he is reading right now.
Who else was up for it? It had, because that's a big movie. That's a big casting call. But are you
And it was Mel Gibson, at the peak of Mel Gibson's powers, right? He hadn't gone on any crazy rants at this point. He was just wildly successful. Yeah.
He was beloved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, shit. I have a feeling.
Blake, are you sort of mad? Are you kind of bummed that you never got that call and weren't kind of on the short list there?
Is this a Blake question?
Yeah,
you're
Blake.
Asking me if I'm mad that I wasn't Jesus for Passion of the Christ. Well, I don't
or
know.
Or at least in the conversation.
I feel like how
because
old...
if it were to happen right now,
right?
I would like
and
to
what
see...
year did that movie come out, producers?
I feel like it came out when we were in high school, right?
Oh, it's that old?
I think so.
Because I remember my school, like,
well, that's the reason why then.
Like, you could skip a day of school to go see it or some shit.
At your public school?
I think so. Unless I'm thinking of, like, maybe Braveheart did that.
This is why I'm going to homeschool all my children.
Well, it came out, Blake. Hey, Blake, you're lying, dude.
It was 2004.
Yeah, it was 2004.
Okay.
And we weren't in high school then, so.
You're thinking of Schindler's List. Schindler's List, you could go to.
Okay, so BJ's Pizza, when I was delivering pizzas, they're like, yo, you can take a day and go see that movie. You don't have to work today.
Yeah. You know what? Our producers are trying to say Jim Caviezel's a big QAnon guy. We're talking acting chops. We're talking hotness.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Why does it have to get political?
Yeah, we're talking hotness. And maybe he is a QAnon guy, and he does believe that liberal elites drink the blood of infants. So, you know.
Some probably do.
Is that how he got his abs? Or did he get it from Zoa Energy Drink?
That's good.
By the way, this is the first episode that we're like fully on Zoa train, and they're like, if we could just talk less about Jim Caviezel.
I did have one of my friends, like, during the pandemic when people were like crawling down QAnon holes and like, you know, just kind of losing their minds a little bit. Yeah,
Kyle
for sure.
Yeah, work friends.
I did have a friend tell me, she was like, I know that you don't. I know that you're one of the good ones, but you've probably been at parties where people are drinking baby blood. And I'm like, freaking see ya. What, dude? Like, that is, first of all, I've never been to that because they say liberal elites. I've never been to a party where it's that elite. You know what I mean?
Dude, they go off.
Like,
yeah,
I would.
They go off.
Yeah.
What is that?
Because, you know, like a baby blood drinking party. That is probably the most elite party that you could go to. And tell you what, I'm not invited. I'm not invited.
What do you mean?
How are you not invited?
Come on.
How am I not invited?
We're talking like the Oscars, like the after party of the Oscars is probably blood fountains.
No. That's basic. No,
that's basic shit.
Yeah. It's basic.
Okay.
This is even more so than that. Like, people that are like, oh, cute. You won a little trophy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I own the Indian Ocean. Or whatever, you know, like those people. Like, I don't, you know.
It just sounds like a good time. Who is the most like likely out of all the biggest stars? Mm-hmm. Who are you thinking is even thinking about drinking baby's blood? Who I'm like,
oh, dude.
See, I don't know. See, that's the thing about that. Because everybody has...
What does it do for you?
Everybody has kids or...
It hits.
You know?
Yeah.
Everybody has kids. So you're like...
Easy access to blood.
Is looking at a baby going like, I want to drink that baby blood.
The cause
I think,
of diarrhea.
I think it's a very small amount of people. Even if it probably doesn't even happen is kind of what I'm thinking.
I feel like even the people you think that would do it, you know, your Gary Buseys, they're not invited to the party.
Yeah, they're not invited. Gary Busey's like, come on, give it to
me in there.
I want a little baby hamburger.
I'm just saying, I'm not throwing shade on like Gary Busey, but like,
yeah, he's unhinged.
He seems like a wild dog. He's kind of out there, and if someone saw him, they'd be like, well, look at this guy. Obviously, he's not doing this, but like, you know, I'm not. Like, who is this? Who are they thinking that is doing it?
Yeah,
it's probably like, come on, it's probably more like a Nicolas Cage. You know, he's like a little weird. He'll try anything once.
What I don't like about where this discussion is going is that for sure he's done it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go like it's not possible, and now I'm like it's likely. It's actually kind of likely. Like,
Nick Cage might be the one to. The one that would out of the four of us is for sure.
Allegedly, our producer. Sorry.
Allegedly.
Yeah, this is all very alleged.
Alleged
is for sure Kyle, and Kyle decided. I mean, is he off? We don't know exactly what he's doing right now. He says that he's working on What We Do in the Shadows.
Right. He is in Toronto.
Season 6, the last season, the last bite. Maybe they could take that and use that. The last bite.
Listen.
Maybe he's off drinking baby blood. We don't know. We don't know what he's doing.
Right.
There's no way to know.
There's no way to tell.
This is all very alleged.
But anything's possible.
Allegedly.
He chose not to do the podcast, and so we don't know what he's doing right now.
Yeah,
I guess we did forget to mention that, but it just kind of felt right.
Yeah.
It felt It does feel natural when he's not here, but you know, so be it.
Yeah,
it's okay. We got what we got. One pot off after the tour, and then and then we disbanded a little bit. It happens. Yeah.
Hey, it happens. The wheels fall off. Mm-hmm.
And is that how you look at it? You're like getting these pods off.
Yeah, I get these pods off, man.
Yeah, I like to say I like to snap.
That's what
one off.
That's what you tell that your girl when you're like, sorry, don't come in to this room. I'm getting my pot off real quick.
I'm getting a pot off.
Don't open the door. No, I'm getting the pot off. No.
You're in the bathroom. I know.
Son of a bitch. I thought this thing locked.
It's good acoustics in here. Yeah. I'm just getting this pot off. I'm doing it on my phone, actually. I'm recording it on my iPhone. Yeah. I don't need the microphone. All right.
Hey, guys. I've been trying to save money for a while, but it seemed like my bank account was stuck. Thankfully, I heard about Rocket Money and gave it a try. It turns out I had a bunch of subscriptions I was paying for that I had forgotten about. Rocket Money helped me cancel some of them, and now I'm finally starting to see my account balance going up. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Holy smokes! Thanks to Rocket Money, I have full control over my subscriptions and a clear view of my expenses. I love how the dashboard shows me this month's spending compared to last month's, so I can clearly see my spending habits. Plus, they help me create a custom budget and keep my spending on track. Stop wasting money on things you don't use, you frickin' bonehead! Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/important. That's rocketmoney.com/important. rocketmoney.com/important.
Hey, TII Nation, we know your sex life is important, but that your schedule is also very busy. You don't have time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. But now, through Hims, you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door.
Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper.
The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you for free. No insurance needed. If ED's getting you down, it's time you join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated.
Start your free online visit today at hims.com/this is. That's hims.com/this is for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/this is. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globetrotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, friggin' do it, dude. I am messing with the Zoe energy drink, though. This is a good one.
Yeah, this shit is kind of hitting right now.
It is. And what flavor are you crushing right now?
It's a cherry limeade. And the issue with an energy drink that's so delicious and so smooth is now I want to have like four of them.
Yeah.
Hold up.
And that's when it gets a little tricky. That's when you piss rocks out of your dick like I did one time because of energy drinks.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to do that to you because this is a much cleaner energy.
It's a much cleaner, yeah. I won't say the name.
That being said, we don't know.
Yeah, I won't say the name.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, you know which energy drink I was crushing.
We might have to get back on here and go, so yeah, don't drink four consecutive cans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say it's really bailing me out for my my damp January. It came just in time. So
what is damp January? Because you've been drinking a lot.
Yeah.
No, it's just like, you know, it's a dry January.
You're but trying not to drink, but then
wet January.
Yeah, raining it in. But if like there's a football game on, I'm gonna have a beer. You know.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And then one beer means a bottle of Jägermeister and 12 beers. Right?
No. Six beers is the limit. 12 would not be damp anymore. That would
take
be
okay. It that's to the limit.
Well, I don't know. We went to our buddy Sam Richardson's 40th birthday party, and
yes,
dude, Emmy winner.
Yes,
Emmy winner, Sam Richardson.
Yes, congrats.
A friend of the pod. We love the guy. But I had to leave because I had like a baby breathing class. Down in Orange County at 9 a.m.
So, baby eating? Yeah. I'm sorry, Hollywood, what?
Yeah, I mean, wait, what the heck?
Yeah, baby eating
baby
class.
Baby eating class? Yeah. They teach you how to do that out there?
they taught us.
Okay.
I had like a Lamaze class, basically.
There we
and
go.
By the way, it's like 4 hours long. It was the longest class. I'm like, yeah, we get it.
Holy shit.
Yeah. You know, we get it. We get it.
Lamaze, I could go for a little less.
Okay.
Less.
Okay.
Yes, points!
There we go. Now we're cooking. Now the Zoa's hitting.
But in the like hour and a half I was there, I took four shots of Jaeger and had three beers. So
wait, the Lamaze class?
At Lamaze?
No. At the Sam Richardson's party the night before. And then at 9 a.m. the next morning... I had to go to this class.
Oh, the next morning. I thought you had to leave early because you were going straight to it.
No, sorry, like, no. I left the birthday party, had to drive down to Orange County, and then did the class in the morning.
He came in like, where are these babies at?
But when I left you, Blake, you were keeping pace with me, or maybe I was keeping pace with you. I don't know whose pace we were on, but... You were on a good one. Was that didn't seem that damp to me. That seemed pretty wet.
That's actually why I'm calling it damp January, because I've been good every single day, except I knew Sam was having a 40th and I wasn't going to not peel one off for my boys 4-0. That's a big one.
That's true. That is true.
So I was keeping pace with the birthday boy.
You don't think he would have understood? He would have been cool with it.
No.
I don't, man. I don't think so. Showed me the door, dude.
Yeah, of the 200 people there, he expected Blake to.
Yeah, he was just staring at me.
I do love the idea of like every year committing to a dry January and just making new friends with birthdays in January. I'm like, well, I got to peel one off for this guy.
Yeah, it's just 36. So
what am I going to, and I got to peel one off?
Come on. Dude, he's turning.
I got to peel it off. So
he's turning 36. 36 Mafia. Come on. Oh, this is a big one.
The fucking mailman's like, hey, how's it going? Good, good. When is your birthday?
When is it?
February. Fuck off. Get out of here.
Okay.
You're
keep
done.
It moving.
Junk you're
man.
Dead keep to me. Moving. Good luck with that, you stupid
FedEx guy. Hey, when's your birthday?
January 12th.
Okay. Come in here. All right. Fuck UPS. Fuck UPS. Hey, right? Am I right? Am I right?
What is, what's the zodiac sign for that? Capricorn?
Ooh.
Is it a zodiac? Is that the right term? Yeah, your horoscope, right? That's they call it zodiac.
Yeah, bro.
I as opposed to what,
dude? I did not know.
What's your horoscope sign,
dude? Your horoscope is what's your? I would just say what's your sign. It's zodiac.
Yeah, zodiac,
dude. I'm learning something on this podcast. That's why this is an important podcast, because I never knew what the word zodiac meant. I just thought it was like a cool name of movies and
the
stuff.
Killer.
Hold up.
Zodiac Killer.
That murderer.
I was like, eh.
Why did they call him the Zodiac Killer? That is a good question.
They actually mispronounced his name. Was so you're Zach. I don't know.
Stupid.
I gotta watch that movie again. That movie's pretty good.
So you're Zach.
Zodiac. Right. Okay.
I gave you my name.
So you're Zach and you're the killer.
So what should we call you?
Zach. They're like, keep him on the line.
The guy asking him, his name was Zach. He goes, what are you gonna call me? So you're Zach. Zodiac, all right, works for us.
That's pretty cool. That's got a ring.
Hey, that
to
sounds
it.
Cool. Yeah, that'll look good in print.
What is it? Because he's spoken, or he like had symbols and stuff like the
he
like,
did write in codes, but
cryptogram.
Anna just wrote. It's never been determined why the killer gave himself that name, but the press soon started calling him the Zodiac Killer. So some guy in some press room in like the Cleveland, Post or whatever was just like
San Francisco.
Hey, he's like, yeah, we're calling him the Zodiac Killer. And then everybody's like, oh, that's actually a really good name.
Right.
So one of the most chilling characteristics of the Zodiac of Zach, the killer, was a string of letters with cryptograms and taunts he sent to newspapers.
Killers need to get back to this.
Yeah.
See, killers, I feel like we haven't had a good creative serial killer. Killer. Like, by the way, I would get caught right away. A cryptogram? No.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm trying to make up a language and shit.
Yeah. I'm trying to make up a language, but I just say my name.
I mean, what are you, a cryptozoologist?
They're like, all he did was write his name backwards.
Yeah. So it's Adam Devine.
Mata.
It's
Mata.
AV.
It's Mata NVID.
Okay.
Yeah. I got to write it out.
What is a fun, good, bad clue?
I thought that one was pretty good.
A good fun bad clue.
It's a fun good bad clue.
This murderer is important. And when he's not working, he's a holic. Is this Adam Devine? Okay, we're down to four, and one of them doesn't do the podcast anymore.
The only thing pitch perfect about this murderer is he's a workaholic.
Right.
And you're like, I think that's the actor, Adam Devine. So you're going damp January. I kind of am too. I had said in December, like, you know what, I might do a dry January, but then I realized that I'm having a child in February.
I know, you are so close, dude.
And, right. Like in a matter of weeks, dude, it could really happen anytime. And they would just go, okay, now you have a baby. So I'm like, well, I'm not going to be drinking like with a newborn in the house like right away, like that first day or two.
Right away.
Blake, hey, Blake, should we tell him?
Go for it, bud.
Should we tell him? You will.
I'm drunk now.
Well, yeah, I mean, honestly, you guys aren't getting drunk when there's like they're a newborn like that first week or two, right? I feel February
is it football
I'm gonna be...
playoffs or
yeah, come on, is it depends if there's a game on.
Is Passion of the Christ on?
Well, there is a game. There's the Super Bowl.
Oh yeah. So do you think you're gonna have a Super Bowl baby? In that case, you gotta.
When is the Super Bowl? I might have a Super Bowl baby.
I've been known to hut hike a few babies by accident, just in the throws of passion.
I feel like that wasn't that kind of a thing back in the day. Like dads would just be like at the bar while the moms were giving birth in the hospital, and then they'd kind of call them over when it was all said and done.
Yeah,
yeah, those were the good old days.
That's when robots used to do surgery.
Oh, dude, it's our due date is February 15th, and
okay. What hospital are you guys at again? What room number?
The Super Bowl is February 11th. Oh. Dude, I could truly have a Super Bowl, and then we'll have to name him Super Bowl.
What's Divine. The name, Cletus? What's the name of the like little robot?
Oh, the robot? Yeah, Cletus.
Cletus Divine. We were named after a CGI football robot, son.
Yep, that would be super sick.
Didn't somebody in the Super Bowl have a baby on the day of the Super Bowl?
That's right. Like, and then he's like, he couldn't do the post-game interview because he had to rush off.
He was like off. He had to go. And the baby's name, I believe, is Champion.
Champion. Did they win?
I think it was when LA won. I'm making all this up, but I think it was when LA won and a dude had to peace out.
I remember the story, but I don't remember any detail. Classic.
And the child's name is Champion. And I just imagine our producers just diving into looking for this fact.
Shut the fuck up!
And not looking at their phones at something else.
They're saying it was Jason Kelce. That would be the Eagles
and not the Rams. And also, I don't remember. Jason Kelce has a son or a daughter named Champion. I don't think that's him.
Football player, child, Champion.
If you lost, would you then name your
loser?
Yeah.
Jefferson. Okay.
Well, he has a daughter and a son named, two sons, Elliot and Wyatt, and a daughter named Bennett. None of those names are Champion. So it's not.
No, I think we're seeing Van Jefferson, and the child name is Champ.
Champ.
It's just
all right.
Champ. No last name.
And who did Van Jefferson play for?
I'm guessing the Rams, if that's what you guys were saying.
Well, I think we were guessing.
This guy's a car nut.
Yeah, it looks like he does play for the Rams. All right, sick.
Wow. Okay. I said one thing factual.
Yeah, you did say a factual thing.
Good job, dude.
And Champ, that's kind of a cool name if you're an athlete. If, like, you know, that's your thing, you're like, hey, Champ. I mean, it is a nickname, and he will imagine if he sucks.
Yeah, that's going to be a bummer.
Like, imagine if you grow up and you, like, lose a lot, and your name is Champ.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's
right.
That's going to come back to bite you, I feel.
Right.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean,
yeah.
More like Chump.
Yeah, more like Chump. You know? I feel like if you, maybe he doesn't, maybe his he's like one of those guys, like, he's a huge football player. Imagine he's, like, married a woman who's 4'11". And they have the kid, and then this kid comes out. He has no muscles.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's just headgear. Like, is really having a tough time.
Bully.
And his name is Champ.
He's 5'0", 100 and nothing.
Yeah, totally.
Right.
He's Rudy.
Okay.
That does suck for him. Yeah. So I feel like maybe you're setting your kid up for a lifetime of failure if you name him Champ, because you don't know where the genetics are going to pull from.
I mean, this is life.
So you're saying that people should name their children something that, like, set the bar low. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not saying don't name him Chump or Loser. Like, just give him a name that, and then you got to go, well, how can you?
Hey, Loser. I kind of like it.
That's got to run out of it. Oh, no.
Loser.
Hey, Loser. Yeah.
Present.
That you got to think of, like, who, how other kids can make fun of that name. You know what I mean?
Right. You do.
You really
have to run it through the ringer. Mm-hmm. You have to call up all your friends and say, just roast my kid's name before he's born.
Right.
Just to see what it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you do that with your name yet? You want us to?
Have I done it with our name, Bo? We're thinking B-E-A-U. And who knows? Maybe that'll change when we meet him. We're like, this is not a Bo. This is a Champ. Sorry.
Right.
It is.
Bo Champ.
But no, I have it. Yeah. How would you guys roast that name? Bo.
Bo?
Bo.
Bo.
Bo the fucking Loser. Yeah. Yeah. I guess any name can.
I mean, that's pretty easy. Yeah. I mean, that's the low-hanging fruit. Small dick Bo.
Yeah.
Bo don't know.
Bo don't know.
I mean, you could just be like, what are you, Donatello's weapon of choice? You fucking idiot.
That's kind
of
cool, though. Yeah. So I guess that name does rock. So good for him.
Hey, where's Arrow, you fucking loser?
Where's Arrow? Yeah.
Durs's dick.
Hey, Bo, why don't you go tie something?
Yeah. Hey, these are all good. Like,
why don't you go sit on the hood of a Mercedes, you bitch?
But also, Durs, like,
Christmas bow. Okay.
Yeah.
He caps them all with just then saying,
you
like,
bitch,
fucking
you bitch.
So,
because I need them to know that it's a negative.
Well,
this
is important because these are really good, like, third grade slams. Like, where's Arrow?
Yeah, that's really fucked up. That's the kind of shit that will break your spirit as a child. You'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, and you're like, where's Arrow? And you're like, oh. That really hurt.
Yeah. And then someone goes, hey, dude, don't knock Bo. And then they're like, well, that's pretty funny, actually, because I guess you knock an arrow.
And then
I don't know.
And then Bo comes home. He's like, Dad, why'd you do that? They said, where's my arrow, you fucking asshole?
They said, where's Arrow? And you're like, yeah, where is Arrow? Arrow would be a tight friend for you to have. That'd be sick.
And that's when Adam rolls his sleeve up and shows him the tattoo of an arrow. And he goes, I've always been here.
I'm right here, son.
Arrow.
I'm right here.
And now it's fire away.
I fucking hate you.
Dude, imagine if, like...
He's like, I'm sorry, you planned this whole thing yeah. out?
Adam has to get all these things tattooed on his body. So he said, they said I'm a tie. Where's tie? I'm a bow tie. And you're like, it's right here.
It's right here, son. It's right here.
You've got the tattoo. Tie me away.
Tie me away.
Wait, did you just have Sia saying that, re-record that song?
Sia, come out here.
Oh, God. Dad?
Damn, dude.
I do. I mean, whoever starred in the television show Arrow, if his son isn't yeah. Bo, and then this is the long con he's playing on his son for when someone finally says, well, where's Arrow? He can be like, right. he's yeah. my dad. He's my father. Mm-hmm. And you're like, that kid who punked him. It's like, I'm not punked. Right. Now I'm punked, which sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or when I like show it to my kids' graduation and like fall off stage trying to like, high five them. And everyone's like, you know, he was on Workaholics. And somebody goes, more like alcohol.
Yeah, like, that's actually, I feel. And then we're like, it's damn January.
It's damn January.
Yeah.
It's damn.
It's Blake's birthday weekend.
I'm damn. I'm not drunk. I'm damn.
Fuck you. I'm peeling one off for my homie Blake.
Blake's turning 47. That's a huge one.
57. When is your birthday, Blake? What month?
March. Hello.
Oh, that's a pretty good name for a kid. Why don't you march off that fucking cliff, bitch?
Well, Kyle's...
fuck. Leave him alone.
Isn't Kyle's literally in a few days? I think Kyle's is the 23rd of this month, correct?
Freaking see ya.
That's right. 1, 2, 3. No, yeah. You're right. It's his birthday. Is
you gonna peel one off for your
yeah,
guy?
1, 2, 3. So, yeah, man. Hey, our sober friend Kyle, we gotta peel one off for him.
Yeah, maybe we all. I mean, it's a big one. That's his 40s. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, We gotta call him really drunk. Mm. He will love that. And just say we're doing this for him. He's yeah. just eating a salad at home.
And since there's a time difference yeah. in Toronto, so it's just 6 a.m. We're like, he's on set.
He's up.
Yeah, he's at work.
Let me talk to the vampires.
Why have I not been cast, Kyle?
Kyle, make me a werewolf, dude. I'd be a really good werewolf. That'd be so good.
You would actually make a great werewolf.
Kyle, what is that show about?
There's no way to tell. There's no way to tell. You got to watch it.
Yeah, I watch it, bud. Come on.
What's the show?
You got to watch it.
What is that? I know I do.
Did it get nominated for an Emmy this year? Or was that... Remember what... I feel like when we first started the pod...
I didn't hear about it, so yeah. I don't think so. Because Kyle... wouldn't shut the fuck up about
Kyle
it.
Kyle did not shut up about it when they were nominated. Remember we had to talk. We had to really care about the Emmys that year, and really we talked about the Emmys yeah. like a lot for like a month afterwards.
Yeah. And he met the Fonz or something, right? And like yes. fucking ate shit.
Yes.
Did you guys watch the Emmys? I went to like an Emmys before party, which was very fun.
I know, dude. I didn't get an invite this
year. Keep it damn.
No, you did. I talked with Isaac. Yeah, he said that. You got it, and he was like, he had huh? it. I told him, so I don't know what to tell you.
Huh?
Blake, you weren't invited.
Oh yeah, Isaac.
No. Blake, you weren't invited.
Hey, I'm not saying anything.
But Anders was.
I'm not saying anything. I believe he yes. was. He's
Isaac goes. Yes, did we sent you an invite?
No, you did. We sent
did
you
we
an
sent
an
you an invite. God, this is our manager.
Isaac's damp.
Isaac, do you know why I know I never got the invite?
How's that?
Because I would have gone.
Yeah.
Because it's like the best fucking party of the year.
I'm drunk now.
It's a super fun party. And I was saying, when I was there with Chloe, I'm like, it's cool that I guess we're just old enough that I felt like, and all the comedy people show up to it because we don't get invited to anything. So this is the one party that you actually get invited
like,
to.
Welcome.
It was cool. I felt like I knew like 70% of all the people there. It was really fun.
That's rad.
The last email I have regarding the evening before is from 2022.
Oh.
I just want to so party.
That's not this year, Isaac.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I would have loved to have had you there.
I'm not heated, but like I'm... peeved.
Oh yeah, peeved for sure.
Yeah, I'd be pretty pissed.
Yeah,
I'm a little peeved because a lot goes on those weekends. If you're not invited to a party or nominated, you're a true loser.
Yeah. Well,
you're drinking blood by yourself.
You know, you want to be out there peeling one off.
You're at home with your blood bag.
I'm stuck at home drinking blood by myself, watching the Emmys. It's fucked. Dude.
And I got an invite to an Apple party because of Monarch, and I was like, I don't know. I'm not gonna go to any parties, but I probably would have been like, well, damn, I did the dry cleaning.
Yeah.
Look at this. You were right. It was the Apple Plus party. Okay. Oh. So I wasn't invited.
Oh, okay.
I'm drunk now.
So Isaac doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Because remember, I asked you guys, are you guys going to this party? You guys were like, no, we weren't invited.
Yeah.
And then I was like, And then I talk with Isaac and I go, yo, get the boys invited. And he goes, Anders is invited. And then he's like, and I RSVP'd him. And then I go, what about Blake? And he's like,
And there's nothing we can do for Blake.
Why is he not invited? And then we sang the song.
But I think there's been years when I was like inactive or whatever where I didn't get an invite.
Yeah.
And then this
you're
year,
on
I guess,
a show.
The,
you're
the
on
number
a show.
One show on Apple freaking TV.
Yeah, picked up for season two, right? Has it been?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's official, but oof.
Yeah, and the reason I was invited is because of Gemstones, I'm sure. So, you know.
Yes,
dude. Gemstones, fucking, and then some. Come on. Gemstones been nominated ever for an Emmy?
No, dude. Anything that I've ever been in has not been nominated.
What the fuck is going on? It's so fucking stupid.
As soon as I get near a project, the stank gets on it. When I joined Modern Family, won the Emmy every year. Until the season that I got there, never won again, dude. Never won again.
You kidding me? No more. The statues dried up.
Yeah, they won 6 years in a row and tied Frasier for like the most winningest program of all time.
Whoa! Oh,
look at that! Wow! Look at that! He's wearing a Frasier T-shirt. And then the second I got there, it dried right up.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah. But, and also, McBride was like, none of our shit ever gets nominated. Yeah,
which is bizarre. Yeah.
It's so weird.
Was even Eastbound never nominated?
No.
It kind of was like, oh, what's this new fancy comedy?
It's like one of the funniest shows ever.
Well, it's because it's too funny. It's too, like, same with Workaholics and Always Sunny in Philadelphia. They've never been nominated. Yep. So it's like,
that's insane.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And they made a joke of it. I did watch it like a day or two after, or maybe I watched half of it that night. But I did see the Sunny guys being like, kind of weird. And by the way, it is kind of weird. Like, I guess they can joke about it, but at the same time, like, if they're not nominated, who's nominated?
I know. Well, I mean, the Bear won. And no, I really like that show. I really, really like it. It's a very good show. It's not, I mean, it's something else. We have to call comedy something else then, because that isn't a comedy. It's very not a comedy.
No.
There's funny moments, but it's not a comedy.
The Evan Moss guy or whatever his name is makes me laugh very hard, but it is not a comedy.
There's funny people in it and there's very funny moments, but it's, for the most part, like Always Sunny in Philadelphia is a comedy.
Oh yeah,
that's what they're doing. They're the whole episode is to make you laugh. So
Gemstones too. Gemstones is fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
I actually feel like The Bear is so good at drama, and when it tries to do comedy, it kind of is like, huh? It like comes to a screeching halt for me, where I'm like, you guys just broke the tone or whatever.
It's way more dramatic. I'm like, it should be in the drama.
Yeah, but then they would have to go up against fucking Succession, and that one's a. That's a titan of drama. But that's a funny show, too. Like, why isn't that a comedy?
Sure. Yeah, that's right.
Well, it comes down to half hour, hour long, right? Like, that's the genesis of this all.
Yeah.
Okay. That's weird.
It is weird.
So if it's 30 minutes, it's funny. If it's an hour, it's a drama.
Right.
So they've been nominated for Creative Arts Emmys, which, by the way, I do not know the difference.
They were nominated for Stunts against Us, I believe.
Yeah.
And we both lost to, like,
Super Ninja.
We were nominated for a stunt, which was tight.
I'm pissed now.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic
limited series Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globetrotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, freaking do it, dude.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. That's zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, TII Nation, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible.
Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Like we said before, Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees. No, really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Boom. You just had a braingasm learning about how transparent Visible is.
Now head on over to Visible.com so you can switch. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
What is the difference, Anders? What is the difference between the Emmys and the Creative Arts Emmys?
Well, as Cat Williams said, one's a fucking full of plants. And no, the creative, it's like the more niche ones that don't need to be televised, right? Like, I think editors and
so,
like,
but that's what Tim Robinson and Sam won.
Yeah.
They won like best guest star on something, which I guess didn't
believe a comedy
on a comedy.
They don't air that on the actual Emmys, so they do it at the Creative Arts Emmys,
right? And then I think Tim won for what, best
short form or like sketch comedy.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, cool.
Things that like don't get the big numbers, like best writer, best director, best actor, best supporting actor.
Yeah. Okay.
In a motion picture or streaming watch program, yeah.
Or on your phone.
A lot of words. Yeah. All the words. Well, that's cool. And that's what I like about this is important. It's just kind of a learning process. Yeah. I learned that Zodiac means
learn about our
like horoscope stuff, like Scorpios and Capricorns and that kind of thing. Now I know that that's...
I learned that my manager has no idea what's going on.
No, he never does. He does it. He does not know.
He doesn't have your email. He's sending emails to an old account.
We did. We sent you an invite, an RSVP for you. And you're right. It was Apple Plus reception. Yeah.
Right. I like getting weird with Kyle.
Yeah, I bet you do. I bet that's what happened.
Hey, play some Isaac drops. Those are my faves.
Yeah, where the hell are those? Where did I hide those?
What's the one he says about me? It's not great. I think it's the worst. That's one that can go.
Punk rock, getting radical. I don't like you guys telling me to show my tits.
He has a really beautiful voice.
Yeah, he does. Drinking with Adam's always fun.
Drinking with that. Well, you know why I do, like, when I do Isaac, I do a short, you know, short cadence and like kind of a gravelly, just because it's more fun than his voice. Like his voice, you hear it now and you're like, it's kind of bitchy. You know what I mean? Like a little bitchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe play another one just so we can really dive into his voice.
More like no sack.
Yeah, more like no sack.
I like getting weird with Kyle.
Well, doesn't he say one about Andres?
I'm looking for it.
I thought he did, and because I heard it in like a live show, and I was like, that's not that good.
What did he?
He says one thing about each of us. So I hope he's. Mm-hmm. He says he likes drinking with me. Likes getting radical with you. You know, or whatever.
What did
he
say about Durs?
And then Durs, he just skips over. He's like, Durs, I like sending him emails for the night before the evening party.
What is his name again? I like collecting a fucking percent off of his checks. I bet that's what you like.
I think you and Isaac have some beef, dude.
He likes talking about water polo with Durs.
That's pretty cool.
Didn't we do it in Oakland? Also, like, Isaac's, like, we're Zooming, he's on it, and it uses his wife's name as, like, the fucking badge or whatever. You're like, what?
Yeah, it's like, why?
Can we change that?
Yeah, he's a professional. I mean, he's our manager, and he professionally uses Zoom all the time. The fact that it doesn't say his name and it says his wife's name makes me love him even more. Isaac, I love you, buddy.
I love it.
On brand.
You're a real goof troop.
Speaking of brands, Zoa energy drink. It's a better buzz. You never had
it so good. In charge of our careers.
Adam, how was the night before party? Was it like, because it's a pretty like heads on swivels, people just kind of seeing who's there. And then at some point, the dance people start dancing.
Mm. Adam is the dance person. Mm-hmm.
I didn't really dance. It was a lot of standing around in nice suits and gowns and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
I kept it pretty damp, though. I had 5 drinks over the course of 4 hours. So that's not a lot. That's not a lot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a bagel.
And we're saying damp is like not, it's just damp. It's not that wet.
Damp is you're drinking. Yeah, you're drinking, but you're not getting wet. That's what I was saying at Sam's party. I'm like, Blake, that was not damp. You got wet.
I was
pretty wet. So, you were soaking.
I got wet.
You were sopping wet, bud.
He was soaking.
But when you span it out over the last 18 days, it's a damp because it's a real, real wet.
Oh, sure. So you haven't. You haven't drank before or since this entire...
No,
Wait a second.
I've been good.
You haven't drank at all since the Sam's birthday party.
Ain't no way.
There was one night on the 4th when my buddy Adam came into town and we did have 2 margaritas at Mexican food. But other than that...
On the 4th? Like right out of the gate of dry January?
Yeah. I made it 4 days.
I love it. You had to peel one off for your boy, huh?
Yeah, you did. Hey,
dude, I never see the guy. He never comes to LA.
Yeah, you got to peel one off.
I know. I would just tell you that, like, everyone is understanding. If you're doing a thing, nobody really cares if you're not going to, like, have a margarita with them.
No, it's not about that. It's like, I want to have a margarita with my boy.
Margaritas rock.
I don't know when that opportunity is going to happen again.
Of course you do. We want to do that all the time. But then the point of... Then why are you even saying you're going to do a dry January?
Well, because
do a 2024... Peel one off when I gotta peel one off.
Yeah, dude. Okay, I'll rebrand.
But the thing is, he had good intentions. He had good intentions.
And then when it's over on the 4th, just cut it.
Well, then he pivoted. I have your back here, Blake. Then he pivoted right away.
Good luck with that.
He didn't stick to, well, it's dry starting now. He goes, you know what? It's gonna be damp.
Thank you.
I'm not. Okay. It's not gonna be a regular bangarang.
Uh-huh.
I am gonna pull the reins back some of the nights.
I'm reeling it back.
But every once in a while, I might go out, have a couple, try not to get blackout.
Try not
get home.
I'm drunk now.
Have a nightcap.
Yeah. I don't think it's that bad.
Yeah.
I don't think
put one on the nightstand so when I wake up in the morning, I can have a little dog hair of the dog to bit you.
Yeah. If I wake up with the night terrors, it puts daddy back to bed. That's all I need.
Yeah. It stops the shaking.
Nightmare.
It stops the shaking.
I got to perform surgery tonight, baby.
Woo!
I like it. No, it's been nice. I've been really enjoying it.
Don't you sew your lips to a beer.
So what are you doing in instead? Are you, because usually when I go, you know what, I'm not going to drink for a little while. Then I become a true stoner. Then I'm like,
dude,
I'm like, ooh, what them gummies do. And then I'm like, how many joints is too many joints to smoke in one day?
Free needle on the sidewalk. Mine's now.
Yeah. It's mine's now.
Start hitting
What is this random pill I found on a floor of a Walmart?
Mm. Ooh, a pill.
Maybe
a No, you know what? You know what I have noticed? When I don't drink, I'm very hungry. I snack a ton. Oh. I eat way more. So I've been buying hella chips.
Yeah. I was waiting for something better.
Well, I will say that Blake,
see clearly,
Blake doesn't.
I speak to my children.
I remember all the capitals of every state.
I'm a genius.
Blake doesn't eat a lot. So he usually fills that with beer. Usually he gets his calorie for one of his meals.
I eat just the same as everybody else.
You don't, Blake. Blake, that is not true.
Because I'm on hot.
That is not true. On tour, you were like, oh my God, we're eating again? It's like, yeah, breakfast, lunch, dinner, dude. We're eating.
No.
I'm drunk now.
You guys eat so much meat. It's fucking crazy, dude. Mm-hmm. I can't keep up with that.
Okay. Well, we eat three times a day. I am not eating like steak every meal, you know? But I remember, you know, but and then you're like,
we're at Sonic.
You're like, you have your beers are your meal for one of the meals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I eat coffee cake. You drink MGD.
So I understand now that you're not drinking. You got to find those calories somewhere.
Yes, I do. I do consider the calories of beer. Yeah. So if I know that I'm like having some beers, I'm probably not going to eat as large of a lunch or have, you know, a steak sandwich.
Yeah, really? See, I go the opposite. I'm like, I need to have a nice base.
Yes.
To soak up all this booze that that I'm going to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
That's what I do. That and maybe that's why I'm morbidly obese
consider,
now.
I consider considering, and then I don't.
And okay.
Then don't pizza.
I think about, and then I just go,
nah. Even when we were on tour, like, we were having those, like, 2 a.m.
fourth meal.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. I don't do that. Like those nighttime pizza slices that are so good. It's just delicious. It is fun to eat that late at night. But
well, I don't really do that now either. But that was just so we could hang out a little longer.
Yeah.
You know?
That was tourgasm.
We were just getting tourgasm. I'm Gary Goldman. Who are you in tourgasm?
Is he having a resurgence? Yeah, he's got... I keep getting videos sent of him, and I'm like, from tourgasm.
Oh, I haven't gotten any videos sent my way. But I think
he has in the algorithm.
He has an HBO special right now. I think he talks about... He's like really open. You know how like now you can't just be really funny? You have to... Yeah. You had... Yeah, like you're...
I know
you have
to
talk about like a thing that happened impossible. To you in your stand-up special. Yeah. It can't just be funny. You have to be like, and also I'm battling with depression or whatever.
Hey,
and
I think I know that's we're what laughing, he's. Right? But,
I think
the reason I'm funny is because
I'm actually really sad. So,
have you seen the Jim Caviezel movie?
Yeah. I'm now out here sucking penis.
I can't stop eating babies. Was that Cat Williams?
And that was
fucking classic.
Can we get it? Yeah, people were
after the last podcast. People were like, "Oh, I get it. Adam doesn't like Cat Williams," and I just want to let it be known. I think Cat Williams is hilarious. I think he's so funny.
Yeah, he's the best.
I think why he thinks his career isn't where it is the wrong way to think about it. Mm. I think he did it to himself. Even though he is super funny, I think if he would have showed up on time more often, he would have still been, people, we would still be talking about him all the time.
You're a monster. You know,
love him. Super funny.
You hate him.
I hate him.
Yeah.
No, I want him to come out with a new special. I bet it would be fucking hilarious. Yeah. The guy's great.
The Emmys added a stand-up award, right?
A Cat Williams section.
they gave this Cat Williams lifetime.
It's in memorial. You're like, but he's alive.
If there was a Cat Williams award.
They're like, he's dead to us. He is dead to us.
It would be kind of if there was a Cat Williams award for like the most non-conformist to the industry person of the year. Where you're just like, well, they had a wild ass year.
Yeah. Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah.
Right.
And we would hear about all of those actors and all the comedians for like 3 or 4 years and. And then by the fifth year, it's like some guy that you don't even know. You're like, homeless Tony. And it's just some guy just like hammering a trash can. And you're like, my God. Yeah,
it's on beat.
For his work with poop puppets.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's us again.
You're a fucking disaster, my guy.
I'm not out here sucking a penis. Oh, wait. Oh. See, speaking of penis and speaking of your disaster, my guy, Blake, I saw you finished The Curse. I got to finish it. It's a good finish.
I loved it. I thought that that show was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about it. I don't know anything about
it. So it's Jim Caviezel and...
It is.
That's a good way to go into it because it just is fun to like... not know anything and kind of
I didn't know anything when I watched the pilot. Also, I just, and we've maybe covered this, I don't watch trailers of things that I think I want to go see.
Yeah,
because I don't want to know anything. And I know from being on our side of the business that they say put everything you can legally put from your movie or your show in the trailer.
Yes,
even if it's like the best bit that reveals whatever.
Yes,
just put in the trailer to get the butts in the seats, which I hate.
Yeah, that does suck.
Totally. You'd be like, you're like, that obviously is the very end of the movie. You right. just showed it in the trailer yeah. because right. that explosion is the budget right there.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think we've yeah. covered that it happened. There's a movie for me where I was like, I'm done. I'm fucking done. It was like, I think Terminator Salvation with Christian Bale, or no, with the one with the dude from Avatar, who like finds out halfway through the movie that he's a Terminator. Like he thought he was just like a guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then like they show his guts are all like gears and fucking wires. And I'm like,
That's a huge.
That would have been cool to experience. Like, fucking what? I love that idea. That's great.
Dude,
I'm sorry that happened to you, dude. That sucks.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. Formative.
Sorry about that.
Are there any take backs, any apologies, any epic slams? I'd like to epic slam Kyle for not being here. I wish he could have made that work, but he's eating babies, apparently. We don't know. We're not sure if he is or isn't.
What the hell?
So
anything's possible.
Freaking see ya.
I mean, we gave a lot of really epic slams to Bo, but now I'd like to uplift him. We can't wait to get you here, buddy. Adam, you're about to be a daddy.
Literally any week now. Like, we're with work stuff. Like, people are like, hey, can you do this on the week of the 15th of when I'm having the baby, like that week? And I'm like, I don't think I should be anywhere doing anything. I think I need to be close.
That's right.
In case.
I do like that you consider, you're like, I probably shouldn't, right?
Yeah. Well, I run it past Chloe. She's like, it'll probably be fine. And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
She's testing you, dude.
Yeah.
Dude. When she goes, it'll probably be fine.
That means no.
She's like leaning in going, this is the part where you go, nah.
No, I'm obviously I'm going to stick around. It's very exciting.
No doubt. Yeah. You were just joking. Yeah.
Even though the Super Bowl,
I could be at the Super Bowl's Bowl, right there. Yeah. No, I'll just
in Las Vegas.
It's a quick flight. But yeah, no, I'll stick around.
I'll keep it local.
Yeah, yeah,
it'd be cool
to
have the baby born in Vegas. It's fine. We can.
But yeah, sure. That'd be fine. That'd be all right.
I see it. All right. No Champ. Okay.
Right. I guess we're not naming him Champ. Okay. All right, and that's on you, but that's fine.
And that's your call.
That's fine.
Bo, it is.
Very excited. Thank you, Blakey. We're very excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for you, dude. Can't wait. That's going to be cute.
Yeah, dude.
I'm more excited. You know, I know it doesn't seem like it, but I just want you to know I know there's no way in hell that he's more excited than I am.
Don't get too excited, dude. Yeah. Chill out, man.
I love children more than you. I have more kids than you.
Well, quit saying that. The way you're saying it.
If you like kids, if you like kids so much, why don't you have as many as I do? That's all.
That's true. That is true.
So,
but I can still do it. I haven't tied my tubes yet. So
I doubt.
Yeah, no. If I know Blake,
come over here and check, bitch.
Let me take.
I could see Blake having like a 60-year-old kid. Just like a whoopsies, and you're like,
You're saying a kid when I'm 60,
when you're 60.
Or I adopt a 60-year-old man.
Yeah, he just said Adam divine language for you know what. A kid when you're 60 and I'm a 60-year-old kid, you know what he's saying.
Because I will adopt a 60-year-old tomorrow. That sounds cool as hell.
It's just a dad.
What is there an age limit to when you can be adopted? It's gotta be 18, right?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a great question. How old?
Of when what? You can adopt? Yeah, you can adopt an adult.
Yeah. Why not?
That's fucking cool. Why aren't we doing that all the time?
What if the adult has like needs, like special needs type stuff?
Oh, maybe then you can.
Yeah.
If you have special needs and then both your parents explode in a fire.
Sure.
Can someone adopt you?
I think someone could just step in and take care of you. I don't know about a full legal adoption.
And then does Jim Caviezel have to save you from that adopted parent? The adoption.
Yeah. That's the movie.
Hollywood's not going to make it, baby.
This is the movie.
That's the movie.
This is the movie.
Yep. It is the movie, but Hollywood's not going to make it.
Nope.
And I promise you they're not.
We don't need them.
And they also won't make the Workaholics movie. So the Christian movie, the Workaholics movie.
Not yet. Not until... Uh-huh. Paramount Plus gets bought by who knows
who. Who knows who.
We'll see.
All right, guys. Well, I think that's
it. Until then.
And that's another episode of...
This is important.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.